This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, September 26th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Hurricane Helene is now a strong Category 3 hurricane with sustained winds over 120 miles an hour. The storm is bearing down on the Gulf Coast with plenty of severe weather events taking place before this powerful system makes landfall later this evening. Major flooding and storm damage is promised across a large swath of the southeast of southern Appalachia and the southern Ohio Valley. As the storm comes in, Congress has already moved out of the nation's capital. That after approving a stopgap spending bill to keep the government on financial autopilot through December 20th. Legislators won't be back in Washington till after the November 5th election. Before departing for the campaign trail, over 140 members of the House GOP sent a letter to their leadership pushing for action on a new farm bill. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinton signed the letter and said leadership should pay attention to the number of names calling for action.
What's really important here is that the majority of our House Republican conference signed on to this letter to our leadership. We have a great committee-passed farm bill, a great product that we should be putting on the floor. Our farmers can't wait on the politics of this place for that certainty, and that's what we're hoping to communicate to our leadership here. Our leadership needs to know this is a priority for our conference. And it's a priority for our country.
While the House Ag Committee did approve a farm bill proposal earlier this year, Hinton says Senate action is noticeably missing.
About the Senate is not taking this seriously, right? So we've put out our marker, which includes our priorities, and I think is a really solid bill. It's a bipartisan bill already out of the House, and I think if it does go to the floor, not only will it pass, but I think if it went over to the Senate, it would pass. So the fact that they continue to be absent from this conversation and fearmonger about these programs is not only, in my mind, disappointing, but it's unrealistic and inappropriate, right? These are programs that our people rely on every single day.
Missouri Congressman Mark Alford says high input costs and low commodity prices are already impacting farmers in his state.
We have farmers going out of business this week. In Missouri, this current administration, with its war on fossil fuels, has driven people out of business. We are losing 1,000 farms a month in America. And just the short 19, 20 months that I've been in office in the state of Missouri, we've gone from 95,000 farms to 87,000 farms. This farm bill, this product, is going to provide protections for our farmers to make sure that we have food to eat, food to sell, and have national security through our food security.
Alford says the nutrition program needs to be washed of those who are living on the program.
If there's someone here who truly can't work, we need to help them out. We've also got to set them on a pathway to success to rejoin their workforce. It is almost like a job training bill. While they are in job training and trying to get back on their feet, we are temporarily helping them. This is meant to be a life vest and not a lifestyle. You know, there's a lot of waste, abuse, and fraud in this program. $33 million a day in waste, abuse, and fraud in the SNAP program. That's $13.2 billion a year.
Alford also expects a GOP sweep in November. He says that will impact features in a new farm bill.
I think it's going to put pressure on the Senate and the Democrats to adopt and pass this farm bill because it's going to be a good deal. The best they're going to get, if we end up extending this and write another farm bill, you might see even more restrictions put in place on the SNAP program.
Finally, Hinton says Congress has work to do for farmers and rural communities all across the nation.
At the end of the day, this is about getting these programs extended for the people who are actually using them all the time. And they don't appreciate us playing games. I wish it wasn't until after November 5th that we could get movement on this. I wish it was something we had tackled this week before we left town. But unfortunately, that's not the reality of the dysfunction of this place right now.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Write this down. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. The Farm Bureau News is available wherever you get podcasts. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.